Hello, and welcome to the first video podcast of 2012. I'm your host, Colin Receiver, and in today's episode, we're going to discuss how successful dentists are leveraging video in their marketing. And I'm literally just going to be pulling back the curtains to give you the secrets of what we're doing with our most successful dentist. And as a free gift to those that have a high level of interest in these kind of advanced marketing tactics, everyone who stays until the end is going to get a free copy of my latest book, How Really Smart Dentists Are Leveraging Their Marketing to Dominate the Web. Here's a copy of it right here. So you might notice this is a new blog format for our weekly updates. Starting January 2012, we're going to be doing video blogs. You might have heard of them called vlogs, podcast, video podcast, vodcast. I simply call them just a guy talking into a camera during his drive to work. So we've actually got a shoot in at the studio today. So this one is going to be pretty short and sweet. It's not going to run over any because I've got a don't have a lot of time here this morning. Pretty excited, actually. This morning we've got a video shoot in our studio, and tomorrow I'm heading out to San Diego for about a week. I've got a number of video shoots lined up out there, and going to mix in a little bit of fun. I haven't been to the zoo since I was a kid. I think I might check out the San Diego Zoo and maybe even do a little wine tasting. So, anywho, if you haven't listened to me before, I'm Colin Receiver. I'm an author, a speaker, written several books, which you can find on our website, on Amazon. I've been a columnist for several dental magazines, The Profitable Dentist, Dental Town, to name a few. I'm also the founder of Smartbox Web Marketing, where, simply put, we find dentists more patients in the niches that they have advanced clinical training. Cosmetics, dentures, dental implants, mini implants, sedation, sleep apnea, Botox, whatever your niche is, finding patients within that specific area is what we specialize in. So the purpose of these podcasts is really to educate you, to inform you to what dental marketing is all about, so you can make an informed decision about what is best for you and your practice in this new dental economy. And here's essentially what we're going to cover today. We're going to cover five important topics on video marketing. And at the end, there'll be a takeaway. Of course, anybody that stays till the end gets a copy of my free book. And like I said, it's going to be pretty short and sweet today, guys. So the first thing you need to know about using video in your marketing, the first question I get asked a lot is, Colin, why does video work? The second topic we're going to cover is, why is video so powerful? The third topic is what to put in your videos. What kind of content? What do you do in all these videos you produce? The fourth is, once you've done the videos, how do you get them to the top of Google? How do you search engine optimize your videos? And the fifth is, how can you leverage your videos after you've produced them to really hone in on the cases that you're looking for? So let's jump right in and get started on the good stuff. The first topic, why does video work? You know, we get a number of calls often from dentists, and they say, you know, I tried video, did it, and didn't get any response from it. And I say, well, what did you do? And they say, well, we took a TV commercial we produced, and we put it on our website. And, you know, that's not really what you need to be doing with video. You know, there's a lot of ways to do video right, and there's a whole lot more ways to do it wrong. And let's take a quick step back and look at why people are watching your videos online, how they find your video, what they're searching for. When a prospect is searching online, they are looking for an answer to a question they have. They lost a tooth, they have fear of losing their teeth, they've got pain. Three simple examples of what people are looking for a solution to when they're searching online. And you want to be providing them with an answer to their question. If you're not providing them with an answer to their question, they're simply going to keep looking until they find it. So your videos should provide this answer. You should have a number of different videos in various topics that cover the education behind what niches you're looking for. So if you're looking for dental implants, you should have a series of videos about losing your teeth, how we can restore your teeth without doing crowns and bridges. If you're into cosmetics, you need to have a series of videos about cosmetics and the different angles that surround that niche of dentistry. Your videos need to be quality. You know, this video podcast is very informal. It's, shot from my Android cell phone. It's not the kind of quality video you want on your website. It's shaky. It's okay quality. There's no lighting here in the car, obviously. These are all examples of how not to do video on your website. So take a lesson from this podcast. If your video looks like this, you're in trouble. It needs to have compelling content. You have to give your visitor a reason to watch. Just because you put a video out there doesn't mean anybody wants to watch it. So you've got to have a dynamic personality. You have to be excited about talking to them. And then, of course, once you produce the video, you've got to put it in the right places. You have to optimize it. You have to syndicate it. And we'll cover that in one of the areas below. But essentially, you have to design your videos based around what your patients want to know. Too often, docs, when they're setting up their marketing, they think, oh, if I put a, you know, if I put this out there, this looks good. This is what I think looks good. And frankly, it's not about what you want to see. It's about what your patients want to see. So, you know, you find out what they're looking for, what answers they want, what they're searching for. Ask your non-dentist friends, hey, if your daughter was jumping on a trampoline and busted out her two front teeth, what would you do? What would you go online and search for? And let them think about it. Ask some parents of your friends, hey, your mother's losing her teeth. What would you go online and search for her for to help her to fix that? And these are all important questions. Client-patient surveys, while that's a very simple example, in-depth surveys are an extremely powerful way to give you exact reasons, exact call to actions that your patients want to hear. A lot of guys are put off by the intimidation factor, the unknown factor of patient surveys, but they are invaluable resources of information. So we'll move on to the next question. Number two, why is video such a powerful tool? And there's a number of reasons. I'm going to start off with some simple statistics just to give you an idea of the volume of video that people are watching online right now. In the past 30 days, 82.5% of the U.S. population has watched a video online. 82.5%. YouTube is now the number two search engine in the world. Number one to Google, who actually owns YouTube now since, I think, 2008. Google bought YouTube. I might be wrong on the date. It's been a few years ago. 60% of all people searching, and this is actually a 2009 study that was done, so this has no doubt increased dramatically since this number. 60% of all searchers would rather watch a video than read information. And, you know, I think that's indicative of our culture. People online have the digital attention deficit disorder that you've heard me talk about before. They want the information right now. And if video allows them to absorb this information right now versus waiting till later, of course, that's what we're going to do. Video is powerful because it establishes trust. It puts a face to your name. It allows you to speak directly to your prospects, to better answer their questions, to literally speak directly to them on the screen. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons that it's so successful, is it's not just words on a page. And in today's world, there was a study done last year, 2011, and the results were that 14%, only 14% of the U.S. trust advertisements right now. You know, you need to be doing everything you can to gain your prospects' attention and trust. And video brings warmth to a website. It puts a personal experience behind a website. And, you know, we all know people do business with people they like. So the third topic I wanted to cover, what do you need to put in your videos? The number one thing is you have to tell people what to do. You have to have a call to action. And, you know, this is the same mistake that a lot of guys make on their websites, is they just put a brochure list of their services up, or, you know, they just put a lot of generalized information up, and they say, hey, here's our phone number. And, you know, that's not going to drive patients in your door. You've got to have a very clear call to action. You've got to tell people what to do next. Offer a free book that you've written, a free report, a coupon code, a free teeth whitening, whatever it is that you can use as a hook, a bait, to get people to take action right now and call you, email you, opt in, whatever it is. You've got to have a bait and you've got to have a hook. And if you're not doing that, your marketing is not eliciting a response from your members. It's more along the lines of branding, I guess you'd call it. But, you know, branding isn't what dentists want to be doing these days. That's big and expensive. Let's leave that to GE and Apple. You know, your videos need to answer a question, like I said before. The first thing when they come to your website, when they find your video, is you have to answer their question. If you want to gain their attention, and if you want to hold on to their attention, you've got to answer their question. You know, a lot of guys' websites and videos we look at, they talk all about how great they are, what they've done, their continuing education, and that's all that they talk about. And those are important points, don't get me wrong. But if that's all you're talking about, you're not answering your patients' questions. And if you're not answering your patients' questions, they're not watching your videos. You've got to answer their questions first, then you become their expert. Don't try to make yourself out to be their expert too soon. You know, once you've answered their question, once you have your foot in the door with them, then you can begin to tell them about how you are the solution to their problem. But you have to have the answer to their solution to their problem first. Uneducated patients don't buy. So in addition to answering their question, you need to be educating and informing them on what options are available, what treatments are possible. And by elevating their awareness, by elevating their information, arming them with that information, you are improving the consumerism, the amount of dental services that they will consume. Not sure if consumerism was the right word there. But anyway, if they are more aware of how you can help them, if they know more about the services you can provide, of course, they're going to consume more of them. You know, when a prospect comes to your website, they're not going to call you the first time they visit your site. And that's kind of the core behind one of the biggest web marketing mistakes. This is a tangent I'm going to get off on very briefly. This is a tangent. This is a core fault in a lot of web marketing campaigns, is that, you know, they do this pay-per-click advertising and they drive this traffic to a page, a landing page that has a phone number on it, and there's no content, there's no beef. And if that is what your website looks like, a smorgasbord of services you offer and a phone number and a picture of you, you know, you're driving away a lot of your patients. They're not going to call you the first time they visit your site. You know, if they need an emergency, if they cracked a tooth, if they need a cleaning, if they just moved into town and they want to get their teeth whitened, yeah, they're probably going to pick up and call the first or second person that they search for. But if they need some cosmetic dentistry, if they need implants, you know, implant-supported dentures, sedation, where fear is a determining factor in their treatment, they're not going to be calling the first guy they find, and they're sure not going to be calling some guy that has a single page landing website that just has a list of services they offer and some talk about them. So I'm going to get back on track here. You know, your videos, they need to be short and sweet. People have a digital attention deficit disorder. You'll see me talk about it, DADD, throughout my books, my videos that I've produced. People want the information and they want it right now. And you need to design your website and design your videos and your marketing to capture this and easily relay it to them and allow them to digest it. You do not want to information dump on them. If you give them an absolute information dump, and flood them with all kinds of stuff. And we see a lot of this happen during the case acceptance process when doctors are in the consult rooms, is they have not pre-qualified these patients in any way. The patient walks into the consult room and the doctor, trying to be as helpful as possible, just absolutely dumps this truckload of information on them. And the patients are confused. They are overwhelmed, and they walk out of the treatment room, and they don't accept, and they don't move forward, and they don't call you back. And that's why pre-qualification is such an important aspect of not only the marketing process, but the sales process, because you have to be dripping this information to them in a way that they can digest, in a way that they can consume it, understand it, and when they come in and talk to you, they are ready to take action. So I think we've covered number three pretty well. Let's jump on to number four, how to optimize your videos. Forrester Research actually released a study, did a study that said that videos are 53 times more likely to get a first page Google ranking than your website. And that was pretty alarming for a lot of dentists who have not done any video and are just trying to, you know, do the organic and do the local search to get up to the top. There's really four or five aspects that you need to focus on when you're optimizing your videos. The first is a title. You have to have a compelling title. That's the first thing people see when they're about to look at your videos, is the title. It needs to be compelling. It needs to explain what your video is about. And you need to do it in, you know, very few words. You need to put some time into designing your title. The description, you know, you have more room here to talk about your video, but again, you don't have unlimited space. If your videos are 2 or 3, 5 minutes long, and that's on the longer side, we generally like to say in the 1 to 2 minute range. But if you're shooting a little bit longer video, you can't just transcribe the video and put it all in the description. There's just not enough room. So you need to summarize. You need to hit the high points. You need to make sure that you have keywords optimized for the for your video. You know, sprinkle the keywords throughout your video description. Of course, there's the tags area below, where you can further describe your video and talk about, use that for search engine optimization. Very important aspect. Make sure you're putting some really good keywords in that area. And then you've got this new category that YouTube has. And, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot out of that. It's definitely good to set it. I usually like to set those to education or healthcare. That's usually two pretty safe bets on that one. So the fifth topic, Well, before I jump to the fifth, let me touch on one more thing. Video syndication. Syndicating your videos so that they are found in many different places on the internet. The more places your videos are found, of course, the better your chances are. And when you syndicate your videos, you're taking them and you're putting them on Facebook. You're putting them on Twitter. You're putting them on YouTube, of course. You're also syndicating them to the other several dozen social media websites that are out there. Your Vimeos, your Meta Cafes, your Google Video, your Yahoos. All these different video websites that have sprung up, you want your videos to be on them for two reasons. One is because people search in many different places. You know, AOL, practically on its deathbed these days. And I bet 30% of the dentists I talk to still have an at AOL.com address. Same with video. Your patients might have long-term relationships with some of the video sites that started before YouTube, even though YouTube's the biggest and the best right now. You know, don't discount other sites simply because they're smaller. Make sure you're sprinkling your videos, your marketing throughout all of them. So video syndication allows you to put your videos everywhere for one, and two, it allows you to build backlinks into your website. So every video that you syndicate out, you put a link either back to your YouTube video or directly to your website. And if, you know, we'll cover this in some later podcasts this year, link building is the core of all good search engine optimization. It's how Google judges your website versus others. So by building these links, creating these videos that have links from other websites to yours, you are dramatically increasing the search engine optimization value of your website, of whatever you are pointing those links at. You can optimize videos, you can optimize Facebook pages, you can optimize your Twitter pages, all these different presences that you have are excellent to optimize. So just to quickly recap the five takeaways from this episode of the SmartBox podcast are why video works, you know, how video builds trust in an age of disinformation and distrust amongst the American public. Number two, why video is so powerful. You know, I gave you some of the stats behind this fundamental shift in how information is relayed and transferred to consumers. You know, we saw this fundamental shift with the web 5 or 10 years ago. And there were a lot of guys that said, oh, this is a fad. This is a passing fad. You know, we're going to hold off on the website and stick to our yellow pages. And, you know, we see where that's gone here recently. Yellow pages is non-existent. And, you know, the web is where 96% of people search for a local service. So, again, don't want to get off on a tangent. The third takeaway is what to put in your videos. What kind of content do your videos need to be about to compel your patients, to intrigue them? Number four is how to optimize your videos, how to do SEO on your videos. You know, how to get your videos found right at the top of Google. You know, Google's putting YouTube videos right at the very top of the page, the number one, number two ranking spots. Try it out in your hometown. Do a couple searches. If you're in a small town, try to go to a big town. There might not be anybody that's doing video in those areas in your area yet. If you don't see any video results, there's nothing that is well optimized enough that Google feels comfortable putting it up there. So do a search, see what shows up. And the last takeaway is where and how you can leverage your videos to maximize your potential and get them seen. And frankly, to get your practice seen. You know, we talked about the syndication. We talked about the SEO, the optimization. Those are all things that you need to be doing to leverage your video to get it seen by the most people possible. As promised, for those of you that have listened tuned in to this episode, we're going to be giving out a free copy of my book. Here's the book again. How Really Smart Dentists Are Leveraging YouTube to Dominate the Web. My 72-page book is chock full. If you thought this webinar was informative, you should check out the book. My 72-page book I just showed you is chock full of the tactics. It's a how-to guide on how to take videos and literally dominate your local market area with video, using it on your website, using it on social media, how to take, you know, the lion's share of the new patients. As always, the fast movers and the early adopters get the lion's share. You know, you look back at websites in the past, you look at the yellow pages historically. All of the new advertising mediums, the first guys to jump in and to take advantage and to dominate that market have held on to that majority market share for the duration, for the life of that medium. And this, you know, I mentioned before, the fundamental shift in how we are delivering information these days is people want it easier. And video is where all this is going online. So, you know, I hope that everybody listening today jumps out and gives it a try. It's not that hard to produce. If you put together a good quality video, if you, you know, use the proper lighting, good microphone, and most important of all, you have very good content. You know, your videos, I'm sure, will enjoy the same kind of results that we've gotten with many of our clients. I hope your 2012 is everything that you want it to be. Take care, and I'll see you again next week. I'll hopefully have a tan when I'm back from San Diego. Take care.